Hey everybody, I just wanted to tell a story about a Persian thief. I've heard the stories about Persian thieves. I'm going to tell you one that I heard in real life. I was busy working on this project of mine, and this was about 10 or 12 years ago, and I was busted ass homeless in Santa Monica, California. And I was working on this trading project, and I was sitting on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, California. And I had my MetaTrader trading, Forex trading application running. Anybody that knew trading knew what this application was. And I was sitting there. I didn't have money to buy a coffee. But here I was with this beautiful $700 Nokia Booklet 3G. And I had my MetaTrader running on it. And this rather nice looking Middle Eastern man saw him pull up in, I believe it was a Bentley Phantom. And you can't drive on the promenade, but I was fairly close to the cross street. And I saw the car. It parked right there where you could see it from the promenade. And he had a nice looking entourage with him. Everybody dressed very nice. Everybody stunk of money in that car. And this man walked up to me, and he looked at me, and we said our brief introductions, and he introduced himself to me, and I introduced myself to him. And then he looked at me and he said, you know, you could make about 20 grand a month working for my gold brokerage. Well, I want to promise you something. I was listening. I was paying attention at that point. I didn't start drooling, but I was paying attention. So anyway, he looks at me and he says, you know, you could earn about 20 grand a month working for my gold brokerage. And, you know, just the fact that he pulled up in that car with group of his little entourage with him. And I can look at a crowd and tell who the senior man is. He's a senior man. So I was talking to the boss. Okay. So he looks at me and he says, you know, you could earn about 20 grand a month working for my gold brokerage. And so I'm listening. And next thing he says is, all of my clients lose. Oh, jeez. I thought I had me a gig. So he looks at me and he says, you can make about 20 grand a month working for my gold brokerage. And then he says, all of my clients lose. And he's paying attention to my facial expressions to see if I'm down to work in a company such as this. Well, I didn't make any negative facial expressions. And then his next statement was, he says, I'm Persian. And then he says, Persians are thieves. And he giggles a little bit and he says, I know Persians that won't even bother doing business with other Persians, because they know that they are just gonna get robbed. Jeez. I mean, I was destitute, people. Destitute. Couldn't keep two nickels to rub together, you know. I had my netbook. It's all I cared about. And here I am sitting here looking at a Bentley Phantom. Looking at this nigga from Persia, which is old Iran. And all I would have had to do would have been, you know what? I could have went up the street, caught me a room for 50 bucks. I could have been like, if I wanted that job, all I would have had to say was, my name is so-and-so. It is very nice to make your acquaintance, sir. I would be happy to meet you at your office or at wherever you like in the morning. Why don't you spot me $100? I mean, if he's offering to give me 20 grand, he'll give me $100 till morning. Okay, no problem. If he won't give me $100, he's not serious about hiring me. Anyways, I didn't do it because I don't want to work for a piece of fucking garbage like him. Do you understand? I don't want to work for a piece of fucking garbage like him. You know where I slept that night? I slept beside a dumpster in a back alley, laying on two pieces of cardboard. Yep. Freezing my nuts off. Sitting up there, laying there with my shoulder bag belted to my chest. I was thinking, man, you're just fucking stupid, dude. I mean, everybody in the world is crooked. And you couldn't just say, nice to meet you, sir. Can I meet you at your office in the morning? You know what my job would have been? I already know. My job would have been to work in the new accounts department. I would have been an account rep. Okay. I would have been the guy to say, hey, thanks for calling XYZ Gold Trading. How are you today, sir? Oh, great. Okay. Great. Okay. Well, we'll handle that transfer later today, sir. Thank you very much. And basically, when the customer, the trader, would send his monies to us, basically, motherfucker, you ain't getting your shit in it no more. But we'd have to maintain a professional appearance, and probably for every dollar that I bring in, I would probably personally pocket 10 to 20%. That's my guesstimate. Which means if I bring in $100,000, I make $10,000 to $20,000. But if you bring in $10 million, make $1 million to $2 million. Which one do you think I would try to do? Now, but I don't want to work for an operation like that, see, because I've been a criminal before, and it was one hell of a nightmare to get rid of that life. And it's addicting. And I want to tell you, that drug called crime, what gets you high today don't get you high tomorrow. I mean, you got to do bigger and bigger and bigger to keep you going, and that's it, okay? Anyways, that's my story of the Persian thief. True story. Have a nice day.